Blog Talk Radio.
We are the Borg. Resistance is futile. When traversing the universe, we always be sure to check Spotacop to make sure the Federation isn't out there seeking to stop us from assimilating you. Spotacop on Facebook.
Welcome to the CIMC Music Show. I'm your host, Jason Cuban, and tonight is a very special episode. We are welcoming in the President of the United States, the most powerful man in the free world, President Barack Obama. He will be joining us tonight, taking your calls and questions and addressing heavy governmental issues like the Democratic race for the presidency with Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, as well as taking on things like immigration reform and all kinds of different topic. So we look forward to having the president here. Just want to get a few of my announcements out of the way. As you may recall, we have been promoting the Granny's Christmas Closet. Janet Keplinger of Moorefield, West Virginia has started this new charity where the grandparents around the area will be invited to shop the Granny's Christmas Closet free of charge so that they can provide their grandchildren with gifts on that special morning. They're going to be accepting toy donations as well as monetary donations, so any used toys, or brand new for that matter, are gladly accepted. The used toys will be cleaned up, refurbished, and then offered to the grandparents as well as the new toys. So check them out at www.granniescristmascloset.com, YR.com. We also would like to point out that Spotacop is still seeking administrators to help them run various state chapters. So if you're interested in joining the activist group and making a change in your community, give them a shot. You can go to the website at www.spotacop.net46.net and click on the Join the Staff or Join Team link, and you'll get information on how to get with them and get started helping out. Spotacop is a member-driven, a community member-driven organization where they post real alerts such as checkpoints, radar traps, amber alerts, emergency traffic alerts, weather alerts, anything really that affects the community as a whole. It's all posted there in real time, and you can even get their Android app right off the website. So give them a look over at www.spotacop.net46.net. All right, we're going to start the show off. We're going to go ahead and pay a bill real quick, listen to a song, and then we're going to welcome President Barack Obama to the show. And we might have a special guest call in from the former President of the United States, President Clinton, and I'm not talking about Hillary. So stick around, stay with us, stay tuned, because we're about to get the show started.
Comstar Computers is a proud sponsor of the CIMC Music Show, and this week they are offering a special sale on tablets, Android tablets 7 inches starting out at just $50, and they also have iRulu smartwatches that start out at $40, so go to www.comstarcomputers.com and click on the online store link on their webpage, and you'll be taken to their inventory where you can see all the different types of tech gadgets they have for sale, ranging from tablets and smartphones to smartwatches and storage devices and even computer accessories. So check them out at www.comstarcomputers.com.
Rockingham Aquatic Specialty is your number one spot for aquatic life and accessories. www.rasaquatics.onefreecart.com. That's the number one, freecart.com. Rockingham Aquatic Specialty, serving your aquarium needs.
Hit the side!
And we are back on the CIMC Music Show. Tonight's episode is featuring the President of the United States, Barack Obama. And he's going to be here to answer your questions. First, let me take a moment to let you know that you can call in the show tonight. This is a live episode. So if you'd like to call in and participate in tonight's discussion and debate, you can call 626-213-5713. Again, 626-213-5713. All right, so let's get the show started. With me tonight, President of the United States, the most powerful man in the free world, and leader of the United States Empire, local, homegrown, domestic terrorist, President Obama. How you doing tonight, President?
I am feeling fantastic today.
Well, that's good to hear. I want to, first of all, thank you for being on the show. Would you mind telling everybody how it feels to be the President of the United States?
Very stressful, considering the fact that everybody in the entire world hates us.
Well, there's a lot of questions that are going to be asked of you tonight. In fact, one of our other Presidents of the United States is going to be with us here in just a bit, and that's President Clinton.
Oh, great, this prick.
Oh, yeah, well, some people would choose to disagree with you.
Excuse my language.
Well, now, I would like to talk to you first about the upcoming presidential candidacy of Hillary Clinton. What do you think about Hillary and her chances of getting into the White House are?
I just hope that Hillary gets put into the White House so Bill Clinton can be the first new.
Okay. Well, now, there's been some criticism about you here recently in the White House, especially about your immigration policies and immigration reform. Let me ask you, do you plan on changing anything before the end of your term?
No, not really.
Okay, how about this? We've had a lot of talk about your Obamacare, as people like to call it, the health care that you have going on here. A lot of us are not very happy with it. I mean, you said we could keep our doctors, and we don't get to keep our doctors. You said it wouldn't cost us much, but it seems like we're paying more and getting less. Was this how you planned it?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. This is how I planned it, because it lines my pocket.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'd like to welcome my next guest here, who's going to help talk a little bit about the things that are going on here in today's governmental world, as I like to call it. On the phone with us right now is former President of the United States, Bill Clinton. President Clinton, how are you tonight, sir?
I'm real good, sir. I'm a little tipsy, but I'm all right.
Oh, I bet you are. Hey, let me ask you, you still smoking them Cuban cigars?
You know it, sir.
So what was it like for you to be the President of the United States? I know some people are calling you the first black president, despite the fact that Obama is technically our first black president.
Well, let me just say that I got my mind blown in the Oval Office.
Oh, yeah. Let me ask you something there, President Obama. What do you think about the mental blowing of President Clinton?
I am just waiting for Hillary to get into office so I can see how that goes down. Just so you can get a bite out of that.
Oh, no, you did not.
Oh, yes, I did.
What do you think about that, President Clinton?
It's all good, son. We divorced.
I didn't know you were divorced. That's news to us. Well, when we come back from this short break, we're going to take some calls because, you know, our public would love to hear your thoughts on various different issues. So stick around. If you guys want to call in, the number is 626-213-5713.
And we're back on the CIMC Music Show. With me tonight are my special guests, President Bill Clinton and President Barack Obama. And they are taking calls tonight. Ask them anything you like, from the health care reform to the Benghazi events that had unfolded and have recently been the major talk and topic of the committee inquiry with Hillary Clinton. I'm dying to know what Bill thinks about that, so I'm going to get into that shortly. And, of course, I think President Clinton has a few questions for Obama, too, so we're going to hear more about that. Before we continue any further, just want to say give a special shout-out to James Madison University of Harrisonburg, Virginia. They are now on the map thanks to the ESPN Network, who are here, and we're here today covering sports events. So good job, James Madison and the Dukes. Go Dukes. So let's go ahead and turn the phone back over to our former President Bill Clinton and our current President Barack Obama. And let's have some more questions. One question that's on my mind and on the minds of many of the voting public, which is noted for one of your best comments you ever made, and that was your opinion of Kanye West. Now, I don't have a sound effect for a flushing toilet, so when I mention his career, you can definitely think about that sound effect in your mind. But President Obama, what is your opinion? Has it changed at all about Kanye West?
Well, you see, Jason, it hasn't changed a bit because I still believe he's a jackass.
Okay, I agree with you there. What do you think about yourself?
I believe I'm a cool dude. I'm a cool dude.
And why do you think that?
Because I have a whole army at my disposal. So.
All right. Now, former President Bill Clinton, I hate calling you former president while you're on my show, but that is what it is. You have some questions for Mr. Barack Obama. Why don't you go ahead and fire away with your first one?
Well, first I want to say that I just love JMU Go Dukes. I just want to say that you get older and they stay the same age.
Yeah, I believe Playboy voted them the fourth sexiest college for women. But I also believe that Harrisonburg voted them the highest STD campus in the world. I don't know, but it seems worth the risk. What do you think?
I highly disagree.
Okay, well, your questions for President Obama. Go ahead and fire off the first one.
Well, I'd like to just ask you, can I Barack your mama?
No.
Yeah, has it ever occurred to you that your wife looks like Cleveland Brown's wife?
It has not.
I disagree.
Question.
I still got a head in the Oval Office.
Oh, my gosh, we're going in circles with that one. Yeah, you know, I agree with President Obama there. I'd love to know who's going to take a bite out of Hillary and what is wrong with them. All right, now, let me turn it over a little bit here, change the topic up a little bit. Now, there's been a big question about your heritage, where you were born. Some say that you were born in Africa. Some say you were born in America. You have claimed both sides of the fence. So let me ask you, once and for all, where is Barack Barry Sanders Obama from? I'm sorry, I called you Barry Sanders. That's Barry, what is it? Sabaro, what is your name? Hussein. Hussein. Yeah, but where are you originally born?
Antarctica.
Do you want to say that again?
Antarctica.
Well, you don't look Antarctican to me, but that's okay. Bill, what do you think?
I think Obama is an undercover terrorist.
Well, he's definitely a domestic terrorist, but don't tell him I said that.
I'm right here.
Okay, so the most powerful weapon in your arsenal is your pen. People say that they're tired of you and your executive orders, and to date you've signed over 200 executive orders. What is your response to that, President Obama?
I believe that we should care about things that really matter, such as if Tupac is alive or not.
I think you assassinated him. I think you were part of Biggie's cult.
I don't know. I think Tupac, Biggie, Elvis, they're all sitting down down south sipping some kind of mixed drink over top of crystal clear waters alongside Kanye West's career.
Yeah, speaking of Kanye West, What do you think about Caitlyn Jenner? Do you think she's a positive influence on the transgender community?
I'd have to say no, because I personally believe in the lifestyle. But I'm in the middle of yes and no. So next question.
I firmly believe if God wanted you to be a chick, he wouldn't have made you a boy in the first place.
Great, one of these fruits.
Well, it is a valid topic of discussion. I think we have a problem when we can't separate church from state, and I think it's wrong that our Supreme Court made a ruling about marriages, considering marriages, it's a religious practice. It's a covenant between man, woman, man and man, woman and woman, cat and dog before God. What is your take on that, President Clinton?
I think it's messed up.
I believe that all fair rights should be given all citizens, because they should not be forced to live with lifestyles that the other people should be forced to live by.
Just like healthcare.gov? Silence. We'll be right back right after this.
Begging you on my knees, oh yeah. Baby, just torture me. Let me slide my hand right here. Tell me if this feels real for you. Cause baby, there's nothing to fear. Maybe for you, I'm just the other guy. If my warning you is wrong, then please be sure to kiss me goodbye. We've got all night to ride. Let this moment be our guide. Yeah, baby, let me come inside.
It's that time of year again when the winter months are upon us, and with that comes colds and flus, and we have just the answer for you to keep you above weather. Dr. Arthur Fierro of Harrisonburg, Virginia, who is a nationally accredited nutritionalist and chiropractor. He's the inventor of the dietary supplement BioDefense. BioDefense will help you overcome a lot of common illnesses, which can be greatly affected by simple changes in your nutritional behavior, but with Dr. Fierro's BioDefense dietary supplement, this compound will help you battle those things such as the cold and the flu, as well as a range of other illnesses. Dr. Fierro's BioDefense can be purchased on his website at www.drarthurfierro.com. That's DrArthurFierro.com, or by calling his office here in Harrisonburg at 540-434-2495.
Welcome back to the CIMC Music Show. We just heard from Skyward off their new album Drift. That was Cold Hearts. They're an excellent group that started from James Madison University, and they have been taking the local music industry by storm. So check them out on Facebook on the Skyward Music, or I believe it's Skyward Band. They also have a YouTube channel, and you can hear more songs off the Drift. With me today are my guests, President Barack Obama and former President Bill Clinton, and we're going to go ahead and take a call now. Caller, you're on the air on the CIMC Music Show. Who we have here?
My name is Billy Barber Bates, I'm calling in to find out what you boys are doing talking all that nonsensical crap, because people want to hear the real news.
Well, sir, well, do you have a question for one of the presidents?
Well, yes, I do. I want to know what they be thinking about the marijuana business, because you know I like my greens, and I know who I'm going to ask, the coolest black president in the United States of these American states, and that would be Bill Clinton.
Well, Sir Redneck, I firmly believe that marijuana is banned, and you should never do it, because drugs are banned.
But then weren't you the one that was smoking them there cigars in that round-looking thing, that office thing where you was getting that thing from that girl with the blue dress?
Damn, I didn't think anybody knew about that.
What do you mean? Don't you know that there was a whole bag of weird-ass inquiry on the TV about that? I read it in the newspaper. I believe it was by that filler star. He did the star report on you, and you said, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Isn't that right?
I disagree.
Well, I'm going to ask President Barack Obama over here. Mr. Obama, what do you think? Do you think that the President Bill Clinton of these here United States is telling the truth?
I personally think that he's not telling the truth.
Well, I could have told you that. So I can't cuss on the air, can I?
No, sir. I would request that you keep it clean, because this does get broadcasted in certain offices.
Well, how about them Skittles? Well, let me ask you another question. How come I got less money on my EBT? I believe that's President Clinton's fault. President Clinton, what the hell wrong with you and my EBT? Well, I'll be daggone. That man just sat there and laughed at me. I'm not calling in this show ever again. Y'all kiss my white buttocks.
Okay, well, I think you guys successfully made him angry. Anybody else want to call in? I promise the president will be a little bit nicer on you. Bill, anything on your mind after that last call?
Well, I firmly believe that when people call in like that and they owe it like 67 or 72 or whatever, they should be in their grave by now.
I can't believe you said that. Well, let's switch the topic then.
Sorry, guys. I'm still drunk.
Yeah, well, you are the former president. I guess you have that right. Let me ask you, well, see, I don't know what to ask you at this point.
I got every damn right to get fucked up.
Wow, you ain't supposed to say that word on my show. Okay, well, we'll try to censor that out. President Obama, can you tell us a little bit about your story?
I would love to. See, there's a little story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I left it in a minute. Just sit right there. I'll say I became the president
Yep, he went there, Bill.
Sir, that is trademarked. You are lucky you're the president or you're going straight to jail.
I don't think this man would ever go to jail. Well, we'll be right back. We're going to pay another bill, hear some more music, and then come back with these presidents of the United States. Guys, help me out here.
Comstar Computers is a proud sponsor of the CIMC Music Show, and this week they are offering a special sale on tablets, Android tablets 7 inches starting out at just $50, and they also have iRulu smartwatches that start out at $40. So go to www.comstarcomputers.com and click on the online store link on their webpage, and you'll be taken to their inventory where you can see all the different types of tech gadgets they have for sale, ranging from tablets and smartphones to smartwatches and storage devices and even computer accessories. So check them out at www.comstarcomputers.com.
We have another caller here. Caller, you're on the air on the CIMC Music Show. What's happening tonight?
Well, I can't believe you let that fellow on your show say the cuss word and you wouldn't let me talk about it.
I'm sorry, Mr. Ruby.
You said me. I want some kind of reprimation for what you just did.
Well, how about this? How about you introduce the next song we have?
Can I pick any song I want?
Yes, sir, you can.
Well, I want to be patriotic here on the President Obama show. I want to have you play Breakfast in America. How about that?
I think we can do that for you. Breakfast in America. Do you remember who that's by?
Man, you know it's by that tramp, that super tramp.
And we're back on the CIMC Music Show, and that was...
Man, I like that bass, bro. That was a good song, man. I'm glad you played it. And I'm on the radio with President Obama and the Clinton Bill. I tell you what, this is just the best thing on day of my life.
Sir, I didn't realize you were still on the phone with us.
But that's all right, because that's what I do. I hang out. I'm loyal. I
fan. I'm one of them loyalists. Well, sir, I gotta let you go because we have to clear up the line for other people.
Well, thank you, and I ain't heard too many other people call you. So are you show people listening?
Well, I certainly hope they are.
Well, I don't think they are. I think you need to get yourself a TV show or something so they can see how ridiculous you sound.
All righty. Well, I'm hanging up on this guy. All right, let me go ahead and speak a little bit more with our guest, President Barack Obama and former President Bill Clinton. We have some more questions here. One of the questions I have for the President of the United States, the current president, is we are coming into the end of your term, and there has been talks that you might try to go for a third term. What do you say to that?
I don't care if it's illegal. Going for it anyway.
Going for what, sir?
A third term.
I don't think that many of us would appreciate that. What do you think warrants you having a third term?
I feel that I can do good with America.
Well, you haven't had a very good track record yet. In fact, the only people that really seem to agree with you are people that aren't making the wisest decisions as it stands.
What are you trying to imply that?
That people that would vote for President Barack Obama for a third term probably don't even have a GED. Anyway, let's go ahead and get some insight from Mr. Clinton. Mr. Clinton, what do you think about Barack going for a third term?
I think it's a terrible, terrible decision right there, sir. I think I need to be put back in the office. I make weed legal.
Yeah, you were one of the coolest presidents. I mean, while you were in office, the first thing you did was you raised the minimum wage. You were a saxophone playing, weed smoking, oral sex having, blue dress shooting president. So you had a lot of popular backing, although some people were upset that you lied about the sexual relations. And in speaking of sexual relations, President Obama had a question to ask you about your affair with Monica Lewinsky. But before I do that, I'm going to take another caller and see what they have to say. Then we'll hear from Barack. Caller, you're on the air on the CIMC Music Show. Who are you?
My name is Timmy Slobson. Don't make fun of my name, please. I don't like it.
Okay, well, Timmy, what question do you have for the president? And which president do you want?
I have a question for Bill Clinton.
Okay.
Is Monica Lewinsky as good as she seems?
Let me just say that you sound like a snoot that hasn't came out yet. Yes, it's really good. Monica was great. I'm not going to hide it no more.
Why? You didn't have to have a harsh tone with me, sir. That wasn't nice. That hurt my feelings.
Well, it all depends on what your definition of intercourse is. I don't care about your feelings.
I have a president. I have a question for President Obama. All right. What do you need? I want to know if will you ever make porn legal? Last time I checked, I think it's still legal. That means Bobby has lied to me.
All right. Well, that was Timmy somebody. I don't even remember his last name. Timmy, thanks for your call and those radical questions. Okay, President Obama, we were talking before the caller called in about the Monica Lewinsky scandal. What are your thoughts on that?
I believe that that was a very huge affair, job, and I just can't wait again for what's going to happen to Hillary.
Let me just say that I'm a Mormon, and I'm married to both of them.
You're a Mormon. Oh, man, I thought we didn't have a Mormon presidential candidate or former president other than Mitt Romney, but, you know, he's busy wearing that special underwear.
Well, yeah, surprise, surprise, you SOB.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you, you got a mouth like a sailor. Where'd you get that from, Hillary?
Yeah.
I thought so. Okay, so next question on the list of things to find out, and that is, this Iranian, I don't know how you want to say it, the nuclear deal, look, we the people of the United States do not like your plan to deal with the Iranians. I mean, they don't honor anything they say. They hate Americans. Why would you enter into a nuclear deal with a terrorist country like Iran?
Well, because we need to get into a place of peacetime.
And by peace, you mean nuclear weapons?
No, I mean peace.
No, you mean in pieces.
Yeah, I think you mean pieces. All right, well, what good do you think is going to come out of putting nuclear weapons into the hands of one of the biggest terrorist countries in the world?
Well, I believe that that would be able to give us a sense of safety.
And, yeah, okay, all right. If I can get Billy Bob Rubate, if you're still listening to the show, I could really use you to call in because I'd like to get your take on it. Until then, let me hear some more from Bill Clinton.
Well, honestly, Mr. Jason, I think Barack Obama needs to go back home and play some more Call of Duty, then come back and tell us what he thinks about the nuclear weapons.
Yeah, I tell you, he's got a video out on YouTube where Barack Obama plays Advanced Warfare, and I do believe he even had someone else come on there. You mentioned his name. What was it? Cleveland Brown. But look, Billy Bob Rubate's calling in. Hang on a second. Billy Bob, you're back on the air of the CIMC Music Show. I wanted to hear from you about this Iranian deal.
I got to tell you, I think that was about the dumbest thing I've ever heard him say. Well, probably the dumbest thing today anyway. How in the hell are you going to give the Iranians
spit it out, sir.
Well, you, gosh dang it, man, let me talk. Damn. I want to know about those damn nuclear weapons. How you going to give some kind of weapon of massive destruction to a country that wears a towel on her head? I mean, that's got to give you some kind of... Look, I know that's your people. I know that that's who you follow. I know you're Muslim first and American second. But, daggone, you got to get up pretty early to try to pull something over on American people like you're doing. And I think that you should be ashamed of yourself. What do you have to say for your shenanigans?
I'd have to say that
Oh, goddamn it, say something, man.
No comment.
Well, I mean, you might as well have to call the ladies of Rice right into your damn speeches. I can't stand this, man. I don't want to talk about that Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, you ain't never did nothing that damn stupid besides say you didn't do it. When it was talk about the blue dress mistress of the White House, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, sir, I think you should go home and sip on some wine and get high.
Well, I got to tell you, I ain't sipping on no daggone wine. I like this moonshine I got right here in it. I like to get in touch with my soul for something. I got me a Coke 45. I don't mean to do it either.
Sir, that's highly disrespectful. I have a small one.
I know you have a small one. Monica was telling us about it.
I believe that since you told me that, I'm going to be touching myself tonight.
I don't know what to say to that. Mr. Kilman, Jason, are you still there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. I'm just sitting back here and letting you guys take it over.
Well, how the hell are you going to have somebody that daggone dumb on your show? I mean, they're bad enough. We voted for him twice, and this man trying to have a third term, and he can't even answer a daggone question. Well, I'm so sick of this mess. You guys, y'all pissing me the hell off.
Sir, I think you need to relax and get high.
Dang, that's all you want to talk about is get high. I got to tell you, I like you.
Yeah, it keeps you young.
Yeah, that's not what I heard, but that's okay because my cataract's been improving ever since they made this here legal in my state. You know, I moved to Colorado because that stuff is so daggone good. You know, the weed nowadays is twice as strong and twice as expensive.
It's all Obama's fault that it's expensive. If it was up to me, I'd make it 10 cents a pop.
Well, then why didn't you do that when you was in the office, man? You was the president of the United States of America. You had all the opportunity. I know you was bringing it in them cocaine planes.
I'm sorry, sir. I was being super stingy. I just wanted it all for myself, me and Hillary.
Well, yeah, I can tell your wife is smoking that stuff because she still don't look right.
Just do me a huge favor. Nobody picked Hillary for president.
Well, why is that? Are you afraid of being the first husband?
Yes, sir, I am.
I guess you don't want to be in the shadow of President Hillary Clinton again.
No, sir, I don't.
Well, at least this man, he was honest enough to admit it. I swear to God, if you want to ask, oh, I know what, Mr. Cuba, can I ask one more question?
Yes, sir, by all means do, but we need to take a break here in just a second.
Well, all right, just sit on your damn riches there. I just got one more question to ask President damn Obama. Obama, let me ask you something. Where in the hell does your wife get off telling my kids they can eat fried chicken if they vote?
You have to do what you got to do.
Well, where the hell is she telling my kids what they can and can't eat at the dang school? I don't see much like she be eating at the school.
Who doesn't like fried chicken besides vegetarians? And I pity vegetarians.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but your wife over there telling people that they can only eat the fried chicken if they come out and vote. I know I heard it on the YouTube.
Well, YouTube is known for being fake, so,
Well, about as fake as your foreign policy, I daggone it, I'm out of here.
All righty, thank you very much, Billy Bob, for joining us again tonight. Stick around. I'd like to invite you back on the show again because I have some more topics that I think are just going to drive you over the edge, and I'd love to hear what you have to say about it. But we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to keep it going with Matt Parrish's Faded Folded Flag since we're being so patriotic here on the CIMC Music Show.
Across the country and houses everywhere, you'll find them on the mantle. They've been placed up there with care, tokens of the ones we've lost, both young as well as old. Each one is remembered and each one's story told. At the nursing home on the fireplace, there's maybe four or five faded folded flags put up there by soldiers' wives. And every morning when they wake, they just look at them and smile. But sometimes late at night, they'll sit there for a while. They remember those faded folded flags that adorn the mantle of so many in the country and the city, sea to sea. They remind us all of what we've lost, what we've won, and what it cost to be free. Yeah, those faded folded flags are there for you and me. A mother came up to her son. She could tell that he'd been crying. He said, "Mama, where's my daddy? I haven't seen him for a while." She said, "Son, don't remember about the talk we had, the one where I was crying, the one that made us both so sad." And some remember that brand new folded flag, the one that nice young man in uniform gave to you the day your dad. What we've won and what it costs to be free. Son, that brand new folded flag, it's there for you and me. Yeah, that brand new folded flag, it's there for you and me. Yeah, those faded folded flags, there for you and me.
Hi, my name is Bill Clinton, bringing you Hotel California by the Eagles on the CIMC radio show. Stay tuned to be right back.
Merry Christmas!
The holidays are quickly approaching, and grandparents love to give their grandchildren a gift on that special day. But unfortunately for most grandparents, it's just so difficult because they're living on reduced or fixed incomes. But there's an answer. The Granny's Christmas Closet of Facebook is here to help. And you can help too. Please donate any gently used toys to the Granny's Christmas Closet, and they will refurbish them, clean them, and then provide them to the grandparents where they are invited to shop the Granny's Christmas Closet for free. They could also use cash donations. Head on over to their Facebook page or visit them on the web at www.granny'schristmascloset.com/yr.com.
Merry Christmas!
And we are back with CIMC Music Show. President Bill Clinton had to head to the Situation Room, so we're here still with President Barack Obama. President Obama, we are. I really appreciate you coming on the show with us tonight and talking to us a little bit about various governmental issues. And I just want to one more time invite our guests to call in at 626-213-5713. And President Obama, let me ask you the next question here, and that is, we're facing a police state right now, and it seems like we have a problem with police brutality, and I would like to know what you think about the current state of affairs.
I believe that the police have a good reason to do so, but it's becoming way too out of hand.
Well, I don't know if beating down old people is a way to go, but it seems like the norm. Okay, we have another caller calling in. Caller, you are on the music show. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Ryan Rich. I have a question for Obama.
Okay, well, he's here. Go ahead with your question.
Hey, Obama, what do you want to do about the prison situation?
I want to resort to more resourceful matters, to getting rid of criminals.
What do you mean by all that? I don't understand what you're trying to say.
Trying to disperse the prisons.
Oh, okay. Well, is Bill Clinton still in there, or is he gone? Or I had a question for him.
Bill Clinton kind of left to go into the Situation Room. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Well, I think what this caller is talking about is the prison, industrial prison complex. And, you know, caller, that's a good question. What's your name again?
Ryan Rich.
Ryan, well, that's a darn good question. Now, I have a follow-up to your question, Ryan. When you talk about the prison system and the fact that we have, well, I know you didn't say this, but this is my two cents. We have the highest prison population in the world. Do you foresee that being a problem? Do you see any hope in the future? What would you like to see happen?
Well, I see it as a problem in some situations only because there are sayings of people who commit suicide who cannot handle being in prison. There are people who have mental disabilities, and from what I understand, the government don't care that about what the charge was or the situation. I think they should build a prison or a jail for people who have mental disabilities that are more nurturing to their situation.
All right, well, let's hear from the president what his take is.
I'm going to be planning to reform these prisons by getting them in FEMA camps. Wait.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Nothing. We're going to try and reform the prisons as much as possible.
Wait a minute, didn't I hear you say something about FEMA camps? Now, let's be honest, are there FEMA camps in the United States?
No.
Yeah, that didn't sound too reassuring. Ryan, can I get you to stay with us here for a moment? I'm going to ask for some more feedback from our we have another caller. Billy Bob Rubate's calling back in. Hang on just a second, Ryan. You're still with us, right, Ryan?
Okay.
All right. Billy Bob, thanks for calling back in. You're back on the air again.
Hi,
gotta tell you, I'm getting daggone sick and tired of hearing about how they keep locking up all them people. That boy Ryan Rich, he on to something right now. I have to go. Ryan, were you ever in the prison system?
No, sir, I wasn't. Why do you sound like a girl? Are you a female?
Now, there ain't no need for no that name calling. I'm just curious, because I was going to agree with you, but right now, I think I might have to think about maybe what that there Obama said there about them FEMA camps. Sounds like you're a prime candidate for the internments. What do you think about that, Bammy?
No comment. No comment.
Sorry, old man. I didn't mean to insult you. I was confused if you were male or female.
There ain't no daggone reason to be sorry. Yeah, I know I'm old, but, you know, I served this here country in the Korean War, and I remember back when things were much simpler times. We didn't have all these prisons. I mean, what would you change if you were the president of the United States of America?
Hold on. Say that a little slower, sir.
What the hell do I got to do in braille for you? What would you do about the prison system if you were the president?
Well, I'm not really sure. I haven't really thought about it. I personally think that you can stop with your old man attitude.
Oh, for crying out loud. This man done got his feelings hurt. Man, I'll be back after. What? What he
said? I didn't get my feelings hurt.
I don't know, but I think I'm going to have to step in and be the mediator if you two keep going at it. I wish Bill Clinton would get his butt out of the situation room. It must be a heck of a situation. Well, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back with
Ryan. No, don't
even
worry about it. I'm hanging up.
Good, good. Well, we'll be right back with Ryan Rich and President Obama.
Man, what about me? I'm still here. You better mention me, too.
All right. Billy Bob Rubate is going to stay with us, too. We're here with Barack Obama and President Bill Clinton. We'll be right back after this quick message from one of our sponsors.
Rockingham Aquatic Specialty is your number one spot for aquatic life and accessories. www.rasaquatics.onefreecart.com. That's the number one, freecart.com. Rockingham Aquatic Specialty, serving your aquarium needs.
Thank you for staying tuned with us here on the CIMC Music Show. We've had quite an entertaining evening speaking with our guests, President Obama and former President Bill Clinton. And Ryan Rich has just hung up on us. I guess maybe Billy Bob, who's one of our callers, who's called in several times so far, has maybe offended him.
Well, you know what? I just don't give a rat the tootie about what and who gets offended. I'm American, and daggone it, I fought overseas for the right to do what I'm doing and say what I'm saying. And if anybody don't like it, I just don't really give a rat. Well, wait, I can't say cuss words. I mean, Bill can say cuss words, but I can't.
Well, I think Bill made a slip up. He's been drinking a little bit. Oh, we got another caller. Hang on a second. Let's see who's on the air. All right, caller, you're on the air. The CIMC Music Show. What's your name?
Hey, Billy Bob. This is Ryan again.
Yeah, what the hell you want?
I think you should stop with your whole attitude on a radio station.
Well, you know what? I died for wait a minute. No, I didn't. I fought for this country. I almost died. You know, I got my left testicle shot off by some daggone Korean pointing their weird-looking guns at me, and I didn't offer your right to tell me what to do. But you know what you can do?
Sir, I'm going to have to cut you off right there. We're getting a little too hot. Ryan, are you still with us?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. Did you have any more questions for President Obama? Because he's sitting here looking cut.
Man, you better stop cutting me off. You ain't going to smile with
Billy
me.
Billy Bob,
what?
Hang up. Hang up.
Man,
hang up.
I'm going to hang up.
You are disturbing the broadcast.
I need to go get me another beer. I'll be back after this. I'm going to go drink this. When I come back, you best not be on this here radio.
No, please, hang up.
Yeah, he's already hung up. Man, that guy, he is something
high-strung. He is something.
Yeah, he is. Mr. Barack Obama, what do you think about Billy Bob? You think he needs to take it easy?
I believe that he is a diehard Republican, and I don't like Republicans. So put two and two together.
Okay. Well, Mr. Rich, any questions for President Barack Obama?
Yes, I have a question. Barack Obama, why do you get drunk and play Call of Duty and be disrespectful to the kids who are playing? I've seen you on YouTube, and it was very disrespectful, calling names and cussing and all that. As president, don't you think that's a little stepping out of line?
Well, as a president, I believe that we need to be more resourceful. We need to be more, what's the word? We need to be more in touch with today's society. I mean, after all, we've already dropped a bunch of A-bombs. Now it's time for us to drop the F-bomb, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my God.
That's true. All right, Obama, what do you think about Donald Trump? Do you think he should be president? Do you think he should actually take the toupee off?
Well, I'm just going to put it lightly. Donald Trump is nothing but a troll. I wish he would go back into his hole and die, and his toupee is faker than William Shatner's.
Well, that's got to be the harshest thing I've heard you say publicly about him. You know, Donald Trump definitely feels that he could do a better job in the White House than you have, and has criticized many of your policies, including your foreign policy. I have to agree with him on some of the things about your foreign policy. It just doesn't seem like it's in the best interest of this company. I mean, or not company, country rather. Why do you have such a bizarre approach to international affairs?
Say something?
Go on ahead.
My question is this. Do you agree that we should have a racist president or not? Because I believe that is wrong to be racist. And
well,
Donald Trump is talking about.
I'm African American, so that should be a big hint on whether I think we should have a racist president or not.
Well,
right. I'm not saying being African American is racist. I'm saying Donald Trump has made interracial comments about Mexicans and Asians and immigrants and all that. Do you think we should have a president who is racist towards these people? We're all human beings, so that's my question to you. Do you think that we should have him as a president knowing that he's racist?
I believe that we should not have him as a president because of the fact that he has nothing but a fame-stealing broad.
Let me ask you something. Hang on a second, Mr. Rich. President Obama, one of the biggest criticisms about you is your being a Muslim first and then an American second. And it seems to me that Mr. Rich has a valid point about having a racist president in the office. And I think we can all agree that Donald Trump isn't the most racially balanced presidential candidate.
Before we keep going, I just want to say, I am not a Muslim.
Well, you are
not a Muslim. I am not a Muslim. I was born in Honolulu, Hawaii.
But your birth certificate, as far as we understand, says, and you even yourself said you were born in Kenya. Your wife went on the record of saying that.
Can I say something? Can I say something real fast?
Say again, Mr. Rich.
Can I ask a question?
Yep, fire away.
Can we have a president who is right in their mind and not doped up on crack and stuff? Because I think Mr. Obama, you know, he doesn't know what he's doing, and he's mixing up his stories. First, he said he was born in Alaska or something, and now he's Honolulu, Hawaii.
Hey, shush! All right, I can buy you if I wanted to.
Wait a minute, now you're acting
like
Donald
Trump. You can't buy me,
Mr. Rich. How old are you?
I am 23 as of last month.
Okay, so you represent the class of voters that the Democratic Party is seeking to bring out to the polls. Do you think that voting in the age group that you're in, do you think that people of your age are less likely to vote or more likely to vote in this upcoming election?
I'm not sure. I can't say what these people are going to do because I'm not them. For me, I would vote, but it's not going to be for Donald Trump.
All right. Well, if you had to choose between, let's say Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, I mean, those are the two front runners on the Democratic ticket right now. Bernie Sanders, who's a self-proclaimed democratic socialist, he seems to have a lot of good ideas about the country and the way he would run the White House. What do you think about that?
Well, I personally would vote for Sanders because he seems like he knows what he's doing. Maybe he'll make our USA a better place. You know, I think he'll do better than Obama, than Bush did. You know, I think he'll make it a better place for us.
Well, I agree too. I mean, Bernie Sanders wants to take the wealth away from the 1%, or keep them from receiving the majority of the income that's earned by people like you and me. President Obama,
right.
Why haven't you done something about the 1% elite?
Because of the fact that there's more to the story than most may know.
That's not sad. Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Do you agree with Bernie Sanders and his standpoint behind wealth redistribution, or do you think that Hillary Clinton, who has been backing you for quite some time, do you think she's better positioned to run the country?
I believe that Hillary Clinton would be a great president.
And that's why
I don't think she would, because she has lied about her emails and stuff. I think she'll lie to us as a U.S. citizen. I think she'll lie to us just like she lied about her quote-unquote email situation.
Certainly. We got another caller. Hang on just a second. Caller, you're on the... Oh, my gosh.
Man, don't be giving me none of that oh, my gosh stuff. You know
I'm
good going. I got to get in on this one. Mr. Richstein, you and I have been butting heads half the daggone night, but I think you're on to something here with that Hillary Clinton woman. You're right. That woman can't tell the truth. You know how to tell when she lied?
Sir. With all due respect, I think it will be a good idea to probably... run a bath and relax. You're getting out of whack.
You don't understand. Benghazi was a complete cluster screw-up, and she lied about that. She lied about her emails. She lied about her server. The woman can't tell the truth.
I agree with you.
How to tell when she's lying? Her lips are moving. She's the perfect political example of a lying politician. And I got to tell you what, anybody that would back this hair Obama guy here is just not right for the White House. President Obama, why in the hell do you keep doing the dumb stuff you be doing?
Well, whether someone is dumb or not is your opinion. And you are entitled to your opinion, even if it's super wrong.
Well, let me interject here for a second. I have to agree, you have not made some of the most soundest decisions in the interest of our country, and one of the things that bothers me the most is that you won't answer to them, just like Hillary. So is this a Democratic thing? I mean, is this how Democrats work, or is it just your presidential administration that acts this way?
I believe that this is my administration choice.
Okay, so it's your choice to be duping the United States citizens and even the international community?
No.
Is that all you have to say about?
Let me tell you something. He's not going to give you a straight-up answer because he doesn't have any answers. That's why he hides behind his political puppet system that he calls his cabinet. I tell you what, I've seen better cabinets at the fairs.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
That was hilarious.
Well, God damn it, man, this is real. I might have been drinking a little bit, but even with my beer goggles, I can see through his line of bull crap. I'm not even going to stand for it anymore. I'm telling all my people up here in the hills, if you go vote, you best not vote for no daggone Hillary Clinton. Man, you seen what she did in the White House the first time. I don't care if Bill was president. You know, that gone well. Hillary was running the show. So let me tell you, whether you a constituent or not, don't be voting for that daggone Hillary.
Well,
wow.
Seems like you're you got something heavy to say about it. You feel a special kind of way. I wish Bernie was here because I'd love to hear what Bernie has to say. We're going to take a quick break here. 10 minutes left in the show, so we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll hear more from our guests, and hopefully Bill will be out of. Bill, you need to come up out of that bathroom or situation room or whatever you call it. Did anyone happen to notice if Monica went in
there? Man, you know she probably went in there in the bag all way.
Well, sir, hang up.
I want to thank you for letting me be on the show. It was very fun.
Well, we're not finished with you yet, sir.
Michelle needs me.
Well, Mr. Cuban.
Yes, sir.
It was great to be a caller on your show. I hope everything works out good, and I gotta go take care of my child's mother.
Alrighty, well, thank you very much for calling in, Ryan. Thanks for being on the CIMC Music Show, ladies and gentlemen. Stick around.
No
we'll
problem.
Have more with former President Bill Clinton when we return.
are back on the CIMC Music Show. Just want to say thanks to my special guest tonight. That's President Barack Obama. Thank you, Obama, for being on the show.
It was a pleasure, Jason. Nice to meet you.
You too, sir. And former President Bill Clinton, thank you for coming on the show tonight.
You're welcome, sir. Yeah, it was late notice, but it was a pleasure.
Well, I do appreciate you guys being here to lend your insight. Billy Bob, thank you for calling in numerous times.
Yeah, you know, I like being on the radio show, so thank you for having me, Dad, don't it?
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to the CIMC Music Show. I'm your host, Jason Cuban, and we'll be here next time with some great commentary and good music. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on the CIMC Music Show.